นั่นนั่นคิดOne of the monies is speaking about the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala meaning He loves you. One person raised this question to me. He felt a little bit concerned the word love. You know, one is iffat. Allah is iffat, pure. You cannot see anything wrong with Allah. When you say love, you cannot base other people's love. One suddenly gave us a very good explanation. The love of the mother is different. The love of the sister is different. The love of the wife is different. Everyone's love is different. When you love your mother, you have no kind of feelings of wrong. When you love your sister, you do not get all wrong ideas. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so pure, subhan. You know, subhan. Subhan means pure from all defect. Always have it in your heart that Allah is pure from all defects. There's no fault in the people of Allah. When you say even Allah Ta'ala loves you when you make namaz, in other words, Allah embrace you now. Embrace you. But do not get the wrong. One should not. The love of Allah Ta'ala is very important. Now we discussed about good quality. The most important thing is character. You can read how much of namaz you want to read. You can make how much of tilawat you can do. You can become a zikr that you make. But from the last majlis you have come to know that the most important in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world is to bring about the reformation and perfection in character. No matter how good you really in all but you haven't got a good character in you, you have lost everything. You have lost everything. You know, it's like this that a person driving a beautiful car or even in a beautiful suit. But he's got bad character in him. So if someone has to say, you know what, this person has a beautiful suit, someone says, it doesn't suit him. Why doesn't it suit him? Because he hasn't got the quality to wear the suit. Like even if you praise a person for a beautiful car, he may say, yeah, the car may be beautiful, but he's not beautiful. So you rather praise the man than the quality. So, the quality that Nabi Kareem wants us to bring in us is the quality of bringing so much of quality, of good quality, good moral support. We have to fight and bring that quality to our lives. Every moment, that quality has to come to an extent where we know that the only way it can come is to bring about humility. Bring about? And if you want to change, you can leave order. If a person wants to really change, it's upon you. No one can change you unless you change yourself. You can change, you can shift a mountain, not a habit. But if you are very, very serious about putting yourself right, you'll do it. So let's say if you want to take out the evil qualities from you, and you will get good qualities in you, then what is the most important thing to go against the nafs? Go against your The biggest enemy of yours, of ours, is not shaitan. The biggest enemy of ours is your nafs yourself. If this is what you can control and bring about, then you have achieved everything. You achieve it. This nafs is something that overtakes you all the time. So one has to be on guard of the nafs 24 hours to make sure that it does not overtake you. You cannot be at ease at any time because you flare up any time. Day after you say, I'm sorry, it's too difficult, it's not worth it. You cause the harm. For example, at home with the wife of take off with you and you flare up also, then say, hey, you know, I made a mistake. You slap the person, then you sorry, you say. You must come to a condition that no matter what the person says to you, your enemy or your friend, can tell you the worst things is may not infect you at all. This is what you have to work towards at all times. You work in your offices, you get the same condition. You must be completely at ease at every moment, and you have to make dua to Allah, oh Allah, take these qualities, those bad qualities out of me. Without the dua, Allah, without dua, you cannot achieve anything. You can make all the efforts, but the dua is most important. You have to cry on Allah, Allah, Ya Allah, I've got this bad habit in me, I've got this bad habit of this anger in me, Allah, take it out of me. Whatever bad habit you got. And the most important thing is you must accept your faults. If you begin to accept your faults, then you progress. But if you don't accept your fault, for example, I think an example, now you know this much that you know this sandal house. Now you go then you just throw it in the floor, but you make big noise. Now Mona say, you know, I think you made a mistake. You should have put your sandal slowly. And you should not make any noise. Instead of saying, I'm sorry, it's my mistake, you begin to give all kind of excuses. That person who gives all kinds of excuses receives nothing. But you say, no, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Remember one thing, when you accept your mistake, your fault, you progress. But you do not accept your fault, you never progress at all. This is what we are lacking today. Lacking. So anger also, when a person gets angry, Allah Ta'ala has given the remedy. Remember, anger you must have in your life. Without anger, but you must get angry for those things which Allah wants to get angry. Not for those things Allah does not want to get angry. When you see a person doing something against the law of Allah, you don't have to get angry with the person, get angry with the action. In other words, look down upon the action, not the person. Because if you look down at the person, then you get guna for that. You can look down at the action, why did you do that? And if you're a true Muslim, you try to explain to him you're making this mistake. So most important is anger. The most important, that's that. If you look at it, all the problems in this world is because of anger. And anger only comes because of pride. Anger only comes because of pride. Imam Ghazali made it very clear that anger only comes because of pride. And the more pride you have, the more angry you get. Why people must tell me that? Why this small child must tell me? Why my son must tell me? Why my wife must tell me? All that you must realize that we got that pride in the middle that must come out of us. These are the things that bring about better qualities, good comfort, good conduct in us. To bring the good conduct, each and every one of us must make intent in our good conduct. Good quality conduct. And I mentioned to you that the children give you so much of hard time that break your head. But you must know that they can break your head and you must not break your head. They can tell you the worst things. We are in a world of this kind at this moment that we have given so much of freedom to our children to that extent. Unfortunately, we have not bring them up the correct way. If we bring up our children the correct way from the beginning, you will never have a problem. Because Nabi Karim has taught us what how the good way to go. From a very tender age, how you must bring up the child. You will not give attention to a child at that age. And then you expect the child to need reach after that and do all the wrong things. And you give the child everything the child asks for. And you know this, but that those things are most harmful. What will happen to the child? Today we are in a position of this kind that now you have to overlook that those things that I made the mistake. I must now control myself, sacrifice, and be good to him and kind to him. That is your Islam. The wife will give us so much freedom. When you got married, you got freedom of freedom. Now you have to pull the ropes. How do you expect? What do you expect? Slowly and gradually you have to do it. Gradually. You have to make dua to Allah and explain to them all the time. Your duty is to explain to them. They do against your thing, you have to be strong not to lose your head. Your nafs but is so strong, that's called the nafs. That you control your nafs, I'm not going to do anything. You make up your mind every day. I'm not going to say anything that would cause me to commit any guna. I must make sure that I must control myself. I must be able to hold myself back. They can tell me the worst things. It is so important and most difficult. Most difficult. To bring that condition, you have to be like a lamb. You know the name of the lamb. Why him being a bee, they were shepherds. You stay in a company of a lamb, they become lamb. You stay in a company of lion, you become lion. You become lion. They stay in a company of lamb, they became so lamb-hearted, you will become like that. Nothing must affect you. The only thing that affects you when somebody goes against Allah for Allah. So Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah says very nicely too, very nicely says, anger you must bring about, but bring about opposite of anger. What is the opposite? Kindness. And Rasulullah SAW has given us the remedy too, that you must drink water, walk away from there. You and I in this time, you have to walk away. In one house, where you will walk away? Where you will walk? But at least walk away quietly. You know, some people, they don't know how to save the situation. You know, I talk too much, he only talks too much too. But that is not the remedy. She can tell you a million things, you don't say one word. She can tell you, I don't know if I mentioned to you, Hazrat is one Khalifa. He came and told Hazrat, you know what, my wife, she is hammering me left, right, and center. Hazrat, listen to him, let's carry on listening to him. He says, after what did you do? Hazrat, I kept quiet. Khilafat mil gayi. Khilafat mil gayi. So you want khilafat? This is what you want to do. Khilafat mil gayi. He says, to khilafat ke laayi, but you got khilafat. Just by that one act of it, that he made sure that the wife, whatever he should do, because let me tell you, the whole world outside can praise you. But don't tell the wife that the wife will praise you, she tells them what they know about you. No one knows about you. She knows your best. So just imagine the Shaykh gave khilafat. Just on that one, that you know he kept silent. That's a kamal. Let me tell you this, a kamal, because that house will be full of barakat. She can make noise, but you're not making noise. The neighbors can hear the wife's voice, not the husband's voice. Now the children give him a hard time to do the same thing. He makes sure he should sit down with the children. They take him to task, listen carefully. You have to make the tarbiyat. The tarbiyat of your children is very important. It's very important, but it is not easy. It is not easy. That's why they say your control of your whole body is very important, not only one thing. You know, in the body, everything is good of his, but one hand is too long, what happens? You can't call him a beautiful person. So likewise, a person, his hand, he's got good character. If he's got only one good character, what other character that is considered a good person? The hand has to be controlled, the eyes will be controlled, the ear will control, the leg will control. Don't use the leg by kicking someone. Don't use the hand by slapping someone. Don't use the eye by looking at wrong things. Don't hear the ear. But the most important thing, the king of all our body, is the heart. If the heart is straight, everything is straight. You have to keep your heart straight all the time. Then only you can see that this person now is perfect. If not, there's a way. You cannot call him a perfect. You can never call him a perfect person. We've got one good quality. What are the other qualities? So this is what they say, you know, anger. That is must come out of us, which has brought us so much of misery and torment. Hazrat, you should always mention this thing all and on. In most of his majalis, Hazrat, when he speaks, he comes to the end, he says, ke, apni betiyon ke saath ya apni biyo ke saath muhabbat se raho. But that is the root of everything. You know, you got a problem outside. Why is it in the house? You got a problem outside. You had a problem at home. Why do you put me in the house? If you can't get a job, what the wife has to do with that? I get calls coming. Let's keep quiet. I don't say anything. They were living very happily, and he was giving them everything, giving them all the best. Now what all of a sudden that Allah decides? Remember, Allah doesn't change the situation. No one can change the situation. Allah Ta'ala. Today Allah gives this, tomorrow Allah Ta'ala takes away. Your relation to Allah Ta'ala is the same. The difference. When Allah Ta'ala gives you, alhamdulillah, Allah does not give you alhamdulillah. That's how one a mu'min is supposed to be. When everything best he gave you alhamdulillah. Everything is taken away to alhamdulillah. The relationship with Allah Ta'ala remains the same. But now with the wife now, she asks for certain things. Now because you cannot meet those things, does not mean you get angry with her. Does not mean now you are taken to task. Yes, you must sit down together and say, this is our situation. We have to now understand. That's why they say you must always live in a moderation. A life of moderation. No matter how much Allah gives you wealth or money, live the life of moderation. If you live the life of moderation, you will always be winning. Otherwise, you know, when you live like the Jones, so when everything goes, you also go. You also go. So every sunnah of the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is this, that lead a life of good moral conduct. That conduct must be there all the time. If you haven't got that conduct, we have to work towards the thing. It's a strife all the time. It was very strife. Likewise, you know, when anger then becomes stinginess. Stinginess also. When Allah gives you everything, you begin to rise. Remember one thing. When Allah Ta'ala created kufr, He created stinginess. Allah Ta'ala, when He created kufr, when He created iman, sakhawat, charitable, sakhawat. A person who got iman in him, he got sakhawat, that heart, big heart. Not to give everything away, to give in the right way, to spend in the right way. So stinginess is something which is not good. Stinginess is not good. For example, Allah gave you everything. And in the house, you can have, you got the money to take out, and you still hold back. For those which is necessary, that is a sin now. That is a sin. You have to take it. Not that unless you must overdo it. With a moderation, but you must give. It mustn't be that you got it and don't give it. Because unfortunately, today we are misers because why? If your friend goes and asks you for something, you take out the wallet and say, take my card too. But if you go with your wife to the supermarket, she says, where's your card? Your wife says, where's your card? So tell me, is that not stinginess? I'm just saying what is happening today. So Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah says that if you've got stinginess in you, you have to ask yourself that question, whether you're a miser or not. If you're a miser, then you must know this, but then you must be more sahawat in you. Become charitable. Spend on your family. Because remember, spend more on the family is more rewarding than outside. 900 times more than everyone else. To spend on the family. Because to spend on the family is most difficult. So Imam Ghazali says that that was one. The stinginess must come out of you. Then also this much, that as far as possible, that you must always have the thing that let us bring about good quality. And that way, only if a person puts his heart towards good quality, it will come into him. Good character can come into him. And the most important thing is you have to go against the task. Against your this nut is asking you for all the wrong things you do. One day, Hazrat told us this incident. A poor man, he can't buy halwa. Now that nut tells him, you want halwa. So he's saying, tu mera khuda nahi, tera banda nahi. Now he's talking to his nafs, you're not my khuda, you are not your banda. In other words, I'm not going to follow you. Now why did Hazrat give us this incident? Is it a story? Is it a story? If you take it as a story, it will left you. But with a lesson behind it, that tu mera khuda nahi, you are not my khuda and I'm not your banda, I'm not your slave, why must I follow you? This is a lesson for us for every act of ours. That khuda na kare, if you walk in the street and your eyes go in the wrong place, you saw a woman. Now you want to see that woman. You have to say, tu mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. If you do not act on this thing, yes, you are not my khuda, and I'm not your banda, your slave, why must I follow you? Then will you look at the woman? In other words, it must be a reminder for you that I'm not your, you're not my khuda, and I'm not your banda, I'm not your servant. In every way, you must do that. In every way. that you're going to sow something, you're going to buy something. Now you know this, but that you haven't got the means to buy it, so let me use my credit card. Now what's the meaning of that now? And it's not in this, tu mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. You have to become a banda today. Today you have to become a true slave. You have to become a true slave. That you are not my khuda. So Hazrat said, that one person you know is that in Delhi that is tu mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. So someone asked Hazrat, what do you mean by that? He said, what must I tell you? He's asking, my nafs is telling me it's Allah. I got no money. I can't go steal from the shops. So what must I tell? So I'm telling my nafs, you're not my khuda. So likewise, when you commit any guna, khuda na kare, Allah forbidda from guna. Allah save you. Very important, Allah must save from guna. Sins you must keep away. Hate for sins is very important. So we say this. This is what it is. One person, what the nafs is telling him, you know what? You're going to, yes, the same story now. That the nafs is telling you must eat halwa. As he said, he went to the garden. You know in garden in India, they do that fasting, that door, that to take the water out, the animal is there. And animals run around to take out water. You must not do that. You can't do that. He went there and told that person, how much you charge me, you know, for taking the place of the animal. How much you pay me? Said, okay, take the animal out. And he got into that. He started going to that. He said, the whole day he did that. Now you will be surprised. Mahajan told us that. After that, when he came out from there, Nafsani, please, no more. No more, please. What you did to me today, I don't need that. Now just what I'm trying to tell you, what you work with your nafs. You must fight with your nafs. I'm going to fight my brother. He took in my share out. I must give. Hey, nafs, man, khuda nahi. I'm not going to fight him. My wife told me something. I'll make sure I'm going to take up with her. Hey, nafs. You know, I mentioned to you that Buzruk, when his wife told in front of the visitors, he's not a hotel. Now, if it had to happen to you, what you'll do? Whole day, whole lifetime, you remind of the thing. You remind. Our ladies today are like this, whole day, our ladies today. If you told her something, after 50 years, she'll remind you. She'll remind you. And men are also becoming like that too. They remind you of the thing. If the wife says something against the husband in front of some people, the husband will remind him, you know, this, you did this on that day, you did that day. Why? You got nafs overtaking you. But you got nafs controlled, then you, no matter what happens, you will not avoid following the law. Why it sounds very easy? Very easy. Very difficult. When you go home, your child will start nonsense straight away. Will you remember the madhis? You forget the madhis. In the later listening, the receiver, what happened? You didn't learn that. And the wife tells you to be out, look at what will you do? Must overlook it. Yeah, correct. My husband is always talking about that. So if a person's heart must be the most important thing of the body is the heart. And the heart is only for Allah, Allah Muhammad. Remember, the heart is only for the love of Allah. There is no other, there's no other way than this, there's nothing. There's only the heart is for love of Allah. You must not have love for anything else besides Allah. For besides Allah. That is very important. Once you got the love of Allah in your hand, then automatically you find, inshallah, gradually that love will increase and increase and increase, but do not give place in your heart for anything else besides Allah. Now, let me ask you something. You very quickly shook your head. Then will be no one to say, Mr. Allah. Yet when the wife comes and tells you, then he can't be like that. I want to retire. Now you see, okay, let me keep her happy. Where is the love of Allah? Very quickly, you said, if the wife says, you know what? Like, you know the incident, sad to say. Now the wife are not straight to. Instead of guiding the daughters, allow the daughters to go out with the boys. And the mother, father don't even know about it. And the wife tells the daughter, your father is old fashioned. Your father is old fashioned. So never mind, you can go and do whatever you want. Allah forbid, I don't know, heard of a case that took place, where the accident took place and they passed away. So very sad, very sad, very sad. So now the mother is crying. Crying for what? After she called for the hand. So in other words, I'm trying to say you, if, when you say you've got the heart for love for Allah, why is it when, I'm not saying you must fight with the wife, please. You must not fight. The wife says something against the law of Allah. How come you still bow down? You still bow down, the way the love of Allah is. When your child is doing something wrong, you're still allowing the child to do the wrong, yet if you've got true love for Allah, you stop that. You stop that. So Allah has said for أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ رَسُولِهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ رَسُولِهِ جِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah has said to the child, the love for Allah, the other things in this world will not be more beloved than the love of Allah. Now you can imagine what you're doing. For your wife to do that, your child is doing that. You cannot make up seven. You're not taking the child to the masjid because the wife says the child is still small. Nabi Karim is only the age of 8 years, he was taking the masjid to make salah. Now because your mother, the wife said, no, that's so small, let him sleep. Now where is the love for Allah Ta'ala? I'm trying to obey the love of Allah. So this is very, very important, that when the heart is for Allah, then it has to be only for Allah Ta'ala in every way. I'm sacrificing everything. Why don't we have the little bit of love of the Sahaba Ikram? Sahaba Ikram love, but that's why they say that Allah Ta'ala says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah Ta'ala has given us guarantee of Jannah. Why? The only reason, because they have given their whole life, Nabi Kareem. Whole life. If the little bit of Muhammad of Nabi, the Sahaba, we get little bit, because their love is something else. We can't reach them to come. Little bit Muhammad. So that's what I'm trying to say, that his heart is only for Allah. Let us keep it like that. Do not do it for other things. Try to be very good. I'm not saying, but you must be kind to me, with good conduct, good habits. Today you want to advise people. Before you advise people, learn how to advise. Sometimes, and that's why they say you must have a sheikh. You have a sheikh so that he guides you how to carry on. If he tells you don't talk, you must not talk. No matter how much you want to talk, the sheikh says you've got no right to talk. I will not. The sheikh tells you, now you can talk, you talk. And whatever he says, you must abide to. That's very important. You have to learn to talk as well, abide to and accept it. That muhabbat is there. So as the food of the food body, the food of the body is food. The food of the soul is the heart, is the love of Allah. The food of the heart and soul is the love of Allah. No one must take the space and that have the love of Allah all the time. Then you see inshallah Allah, this is just with it. So just as it is that everyone wants to reform. If you want to reform, then there's a way of reforming. That you know, when you go to the doctor says you've got this sickness in you. Make sure that you put someone, you go to another, you know, keep away from this, keep away from that. Otherwise you get very sick, it will harm you. Very quickly you say, let me keep away from all these things so I can get cured. Likewise, your soul also, it needs to be reformed. If you don't do the, assist the soul by reforming, then that will cause more harm to you. So it's very important that all kinds of things. Now the very important thing in this part, that one has to understand that learn to accept faults. Today, if one person has a tongue in my hazard, I cannot make up my faults. I cannot make up my faults, and that's the biggest fault. That is the biggest fault. When a person cannot make up his fault, that is the biggest fault, because you have so much of faults in you. You cannot. When Hazrat told that in Hazrat, I've got a lot of faults. So he knew how to say. So we have to look at ourselves and how much of faults we've got. Why look at the good things about you? Why look at the bad things about you? Because if you begin to look at the good things, you forget that you've got more bad than the bad. So once a person begins to look at his faults all the time, then he won't have the time to look at anyone else's faults.
He will only begin to look at his own faults. And this is where we are lacking today. One is, remember your nafs. Do not become a follower of your nafs. That's what Allah says in the Hadith. Allah Ta'ala is giving you the remedy that you must think that you have a fear that you must fear Allah. Have this in front of you that you will fear Allah. Say in case now you will commit a sin, no matter what sin it is, a business contract, a business, and all of a sudden you came to know it is haram. I'm just telling you one case came to me yesterday. They are doing something which is not permissible. So we told them not permissible, yet they're doing it. Why are they doing it? They got no fear. They got no fear. They accepted it. The وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَوْفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. The moment you have to fear Allah, you're going to fear Allah. وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. You go your nafs against the thing, not to do it. Against the thing. How nice is that you go and you drive in a car, and you're alone, and a woman looks at you and invites you, a very beautiful woman too. One man, and then straight away the fear but come one man and call him a farmer of me. One hand of Sami Hawa. And I'm going to face Allah down here, and I'm going to face Allah. Straight away, one hand of Sami Hawa, you go against your nafs and make sure they don't put. Fa'inna al jannata hi al maqwa. Mahadra should say, Fa'inna al jannata hi al maqwa. For him is jannat. For him is jannat. So you're doing all the things, but you have got these bad qualities in you. What's the benefit? But you don't have any of these bad qualities. But you only refuse your first namaz and sunnah and nafil. You don't even need tahajjud to. But you got all these good qualities. The relation of Allah Ta'ala is so close. Allah Ta'ala is good because you used and you are happy with Allah Ta'ala. This is what we have to bring into our lives. Most important thing is to his majlis was anger. And khuda na kare Allah for me was stinginess in you, bring about the change. And most necessary thing is, as far as possible, my heart, his love is only for Allah. Only for I must keep him happy, no matter what happens. But with that, remember, when you advise your family, no matter who he is or she is, advise him muhabbat. With advice for a person, you go, you know, when you want to advise, the producer very nice thing, he saw a person making wudu. Now, when making wudu, unfortunately, you're not making correctly. You and I are there, we'll say, hey, what's wrong with you? May not be wudu properly. But this wudu went then to him, better. Oh, son, please, man. I don't know whether I'm making wuzu properly. Just follow me. Just see. Tell me if I'm really making wuzu correctly. And he started making wuzu. And he saw that thing. And what he said, oh, Hazrat, I did not make wuzu properly. You know. So if you see a person with a pant below his ankle, don't go fight with him. Do like what the other person, what wuzu said. He went and told, oh, son, please see my pants below the pant. I don't know what the habit of getting my pants below the ankle. Above that, below the ankle. He looked and said, Hazrat, it's not your pants, it's my pants. How much of muhabbat and straight away the person to die? What do we learn from this? He said, oh, do not look down at anyone. You can only do that when you take out your own faults. You think over and over. The moment you take out other people's faults, that means you look down upon them. وأن قال أن المركب وفي أسر الله ودعوة الحمد لله ربنا أعطنا وفي الآخرة الحسنة وقنا عذاب اللهم نسألك الصحة والعافية والأمانة والقوة والرضا صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد